Now we'll turn to some news items, with Norwich City Football Club set to kick off the Premiership football season against Liverpool on Friday night. We cannot avoid the huge amount of publicity the club and sport has enjoyed in the evening news in the weeks leading up to this weekend. The club launched a third playing kit, plus news of a new partnership with Lotus. Then there's a new advert for Coca-Cola, featuring club owner Delia Smith and strong exhortations for fans to get behind the team.
Norwich City has launched its third kit for the 2019-20 Premier League season. The kit was due to be revealed ahead of the club's final friendly versus Toulouse, but a Twitter leak brought plans forward. It's now available to purchase. The kit is grey and club sponsor Dafabet and sleeve partner Best Friends are also featured on it. Kaylee Coverdale, head of retail at the club, said, "The third kit completes a trio of what we believe are three completely different and smart kits that we hope our fans will enjoy wearing. Thanks to our technical partner, Aria, who we have worked closely with to bring these three bespoke kits to life. The reaction to kit on social media has been overwhelmingly positive, with one fan describing it as absolute perfection. However, Norwich City's away kit for the 2019-20 season, which was revealed last month, divided fans. The red kit also featured a geometric pattern and had a yellow neckline. It is the first red kit for the Canaries that have worn in more than 10 years, with the last being in the 2007-08 season.
Lotus and Norwich City Football Club revealed today they have sealed a three-year partnership aided by sports presenter Jake Humphrey. The new collaboration sees the Hethel-based sports car manufacturer sponsoring the club's new training centre and academy with the new-look Lotus logo on the first team's walkout jackets, as well as on all academy shirts from the under-23s to the under-9s. Signage has also gone up at Colney, revealing the newly named Lotus Training Centre with the tagline, "Powering Norwich City Football Club," and there will be pitchside branding at the Carrow Road Stadium. But the deal, part of tens of millions being invested in Lotus by its Chinese owners Geely, apparently came about thanks to an introduction made by TV sports pundit and Norfolk ambassador Jake Humphrey. Simon Clare, who took over as executive director of global marketing for Lotus 6 months ago, told this newspaper, "Jake and I both had links with Sunseeker, a luxury yacht company. When he knew I was coming to Lotus, he rang me and told me how he loved Norfolk, and he was the one who introduced me to Ben Kensel, Chief Operating Officer at Norwich City." The announcement comes on the eve of the Canaries' first game of the 2019-2020 Premier League season against Liverpool at Anfield.
Delia Smith has revived two of her most famous traits for a new Coca-Cola advert, which celebrates Norwich City's return to the Premier League. The Canaries' joint majority shareholder is joined by a group of City fans in the latest version of Coca-Cola's "Where Everyone Plays" advert. But although the Norwich fans are dressed in the club's iconic green and yellow shirt, Mrs. Smith appears in a more surprising way. Instead of donning her usual silk club scarf, the 78-year-old is shown in a fish pie, one of her more famous recipes, in which she shouts her iconic phrase, "Come on, guys, let's be having you." The rally cry was made famous by Mrs. Smith after she grabbed the mic at half-time as Norwich City played Manchester City at Carrow Road in 2005. Something she said showed the power of football to unite. "It's almost 15 years since that game against Manchester City, but the fans haven't forgotten," she said. It was a spontaneous, emotional appeal from the heart to get behind the team and shows the power of football to unite. "It's a privilege to be involved in such a big celebration of football communities with Coca-Cola."
A Norwich City fans group has stepped up its campaign to unite supporters ahead of the club's first Premier League game on Friday. Barclay N Norwich have relaunched their crowdfunding campaign started last season, which saw them raise more than £10,000 of their £3,000 target to boost the atmosphere in the Barclay End at Carrow Road. And ahead of the new season, those behind the campaign, run in conjunction with fan site Along Come Norwich, have shared their message to the club's supporters. Dave Wiltshire from Barclay End Norwich said, "Bring the colour, bring the noise, stick together and stick behind the team, and who knows what could happen." The campaign saw supporters in the Barclay End encouraged to bring flags and scarves to matches, and the stadium brought to life with displays of yellow and green mosaics. Mr. Wiltshire said, "We thought if we got 3,000, we could do something. And we had it in days. It was an incredible response, far more than we could have hoped for. We set it at 3,000 because there are 3,000 seats in the Barclay End, which would mean everyone gave £1, but it just took off." Mr. Wiltshire added, "We just want it to be more vibrant. People want to get involved and don't know how to. It might be as simple as putting a flag on someone's seat to wave as the team come out. It's about having ownership of the support, and we have to develop it. The responsibility lies with us. The crowd can be a huge factor in what happens. It would be nice to spread it around the ground a bit more beyond the Barclay End."
It has taken 100,000 matchsticks and hours of labour with only glue and a Stanley knife. But a security guard from Caister has spent the close season creating a massive model of the Norwich City Football Club badge, complete with green and yellow glitter. Phil Hampshire has been building matchstick models for almost 30 years, ever since his passion was stoked when he created a replica of Big Ben, the Queen Elizabeth Tower, as a child. Using hundreds of thousands of matches, the 56-year-old has previously built huge models of both Norwich cathedrals. Norwich Cathedral rose 8 feet high and took Mr. Hampshire 2.5 years to complete, and the model of the Roman Catholic Cathedral is on display in the building itself. He first began building matchstick models to pass the time during long night shifts. "If you're working 12-hour night shifts, that's a long time to be sat doing nothing," he said. The idea for a club badge began when Norwich City won promotion back to the Premier League. "I was hoping someone at the club would be able to sell it at the first match of the season," said Mr. Hampshire. "I just want to raise a bit of money for a children's charity."
With songs such as "Down to Ipswich Town" and "We Are the Canaries," a local musician has released a charity Norwich City album ahead of their first Premiership game. With the team set to take on Liverpool at Anfield tomorrow, Martin Fuller from Helston has launched the Norwich City Songs album to raise funds for Norwich Fab Club, where he volunteers as the manager. The group, based at the Vauxhall Hub off Chapelfield Road, meets every Tuesday and hosts live music nights for people with physical and learning disabilities. Martin recorded the album with backing vocals from the club and held a launch event to celebrate. Mr. Fuller said there was a yellow and green party with appropriately coloured food and drink and members dressed in canary kits.
"Everyone who lives in Norwich knows it's a wonderful city, boasting a vibrant arts scene, independent restaurants, green spaces, and a Premiership football club. And now, a video created by the University of East Anglia, showing all that and more, has been widely shared on social media. Receiving more than 7,000 views, the short promo video has also been shared more than 240 times since it was posted on August the 1st, and had countless positive comments from people living in Norwich and those who long to return. David Richardson, Vice-Chancellor of the UEA, said, "It's true, Norwich will surprise and delight you. Our home is historic, creative, and comes with a strong tradition of the Maverick." Cinema City in Norwich tweeted, "This is fantastic. makes your heart swell with pride in Norwich, our fine city, while Mary Muir described the video as fabulous. And David Powells, editor of the Eastern Daily Press, said the video had given him goosebumps.
Now we'll move on to our second feature, which again is read by Sam Elmhurst. Nigel Pickover celebrates the River Waveney and its neighbouring marshlands as he recounts a trip to Beccles and its environs.